let me say this. Just reminding folks about all of this brouhaha, this noise coming from the NASCAR community, names that I don't even know, or whatever, because I don't follow the sport like that. I just want to remind y'all of what the whole brouhaha is about with me talking about these folks with NASCAR. Here's what I had to say about NASCAR last week when a caller called up and agitated me. Check this out. Jay in Greensboro, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Stephen A. I know it's a little outside the box, but Richard Petty, man, had 200 wins. He had 27 in 1967 alone. He won the Daytona 500 five different times. He had 10 consecutive wins in 1967. His first win was in 1960.
Who's this?
Richard Petty.
Come on, man.
Hey.
That don't count. You driving a car?
Oh, now you're upsetting a lot of your fan base, Stephen A.
I don't give a damn. I'm being honest. I mean, it's a great sport. I'm not saying that. But come on, bro. Get behind the wheel of a car. It's not the same. Listen, let me ask you a question. When you sit up there and you think about it, right? Let me ask you this question right here, right? Keep it a buck with me, okay? Is a car driver an athlete?
Fair point. But it takes a lot of.
That's what we're talking
takes
about.
Takes a lot of.
I don't care. I said athlete. I mean, because guess what? You can get behind the wheel of a car at 75 years old. That don't count. That's not the same. That has no place in this category. You actually should be ashamed of yourself calling up here trying to slide that in. Seriously. You really should. You understand? You get behind the wheel of a car. No, you can't drive like that, but you could be behind the wheel of a car in your 60s and 70s for crying out loud. A golfer is not an athlete. A NASCAR driver is not an athlete. That's just not true. We're not going to act like it is. Okay? Just because you got to walk the course for 18 holes for 4 days don't make you an athlete. That's not true. So let's stop that nonsense right now. Before we even get started with it. That's right, I said it. There you have it. That's what I said. But then somebody compelled me to follow up. Listen to this sound that I also said about NASCAR before I move on. Play that, Sean. But you got people calling up here acting like golfers are athletes or NASCAR drivers. Stop it. That makes no sense. You walk the course, so because of that, you know, you're an athlete. Tell me Tiger Woods ain't an athlete. I didn't say athletes don't play the sport. I said the sport is not an athletic sport. It's not. You don't have to be an athlete to play golf. You don't have to be an athlete to participate in NASCAR. Stop it. Makes no sense whatsoever. That doesn't mean anybody can do it. Of course not. It's a specialty. You understand? And it takes a certain skill to do what they do, no doubt. But that don't make them athletes. It just means it's a great sport, and it's a legitimate sport. So let's be clear about that. There you have it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. I'm here for it. NBA playoffs, NASCAR, the draft, all of this other stuff. I'll get into a little baseball a little bit later on as well. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Phil in Brooklyn. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Phil? How are you? Phil, are you there? O2 Guru in Texas. You're live with Stephen A. What's going on?
Hey, Stephen A. This is O2 Guru.
I just said it was O2 Guru.
I'm telling you where I'm at and where I'm coming from, all right? So now, with that being said, you're talking about NASCAR not being athletes, those drivers. Let's expand that out a little bit to motorsports in general, okay? I mean, that's fair, right? Because you're all about being 100 and being fair, right?
I guess so. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you're the guy behind the mic, right?
Well, I'm just saying, you're asking me, is it fair?
Okay,
I don't know.
Let's go on, shall we? So you take a motorsports athlete who drives a car. You pick the type of car, be it NASCAR, be it, and then we'll go into Formula One in particular, MotoGP, two-wheel motorsports, anything like that, right? You've got these athletes physiologically that are operating at 170 heart rate per minute. You're talking about G-forces of that of a fighter pilot. Absolutely.
So let me ask you a question now. So a fighter jet pilot is an athlete too? Yes, what you're going to say next?
That's what you're going to say next? Absolutely they are.
So let me say this. Hell no. What I'm saying to you is this. I'm quite sure. Keep in mind. Let's understand what I'm saying. I am not saying there are not athletes that participate in these things. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that anybody who does it is not an athlete. That's not what I'm saying. I'm quite sure there are very athletic individuals that participate in these sports. What I'm saying is the sport is not an athletic sport. That's what I'm saying. You're not required to be an athlete in order to be a participant in it. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how y'all can even argue with this. When you got somebody calling me and telling me that a golfer is an athlete. No, I've seen some athletes that play golf. I'm not saying I use it as an example.
I'm not talking about golf.
I didn't say you said golf. I did not say you said golf. I said when you have some folks who try to say that a golfer is an athlete, I'm saying there are athletes who play golf, but golf, the sport, doesn't require you to be an athlete to participate in it. That's what I'm saying.
You take a look at a Formula One driver. There's like 40 of them on the planet. Those are the best drivers, athletic athletes on the planet.
No, they're the best drivers. What I'm trying to say is a driver is not necessarily an athlete. There are athletes who can drive, but a driver is not an athlete. That's what I'm saying. That you're making my point. That's what I'm trying to say. But I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Who's the next call on the line? Because we got some of the lines that are. Dirk in Arizona, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Dirk? How are you?
Thank you, Stephen A. I remember once watching ABC Wide World of Sports where Richard Petty was smoking a damn cigarette while he was driving around the track. Golf and race car driving, those aren't sports. Okay.
Maybe no, they are sports. They are sports. They're not athletic. They are sports. They're not athletic sports. They're not athletes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. Whatever I'm saying, that's ridiculous. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you for agreeing with me. Who else do we have here, Sean? Jordan in Boston. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Jordan? How are you?
Hey, Steve. How could people be so dumb? An athlete catching, running, throwing, jumping. That is the purest definition of an athlete.
Yes.
To me, run, jump, catch, throw. That's
yeah.
it. Thanks.
I'm looking at people getting all sensitive in a NASCAR. I support the sport. I wish you nothing but
Absolutely.
The best. I wish you nothing. It's a great sport. Is it Michael Jordan loves it? Yeah, and winning at it. You understand? And Hamilton and all of these guys, I mean, nothing but great, nothing but props. And I'm quite sure there are plenty of athletes who participate in the sport. I'm just simply saying it is not a sport that requires you to be an athlete in order to participate in it. It's not an athletic sport, is my point. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't understand how people can argue with me about this. I really, really don't. I had somebody call up here last week. Hey, have you ever tried walking the 18 holes? I know 70-year-olds walking 5 miles a day. What are you talking about? You trying to tell me walking the 18 holes makes you an athlete? What are we talking about? It makes no sense. Zero. Zero. Sorry. Appreciate the call, Jordan. Thank you very, very much. I don't follow NASCAR. I don't watch it. I only visited Michael Jordan's facility, you know what I'm saying, because of him and Hamilton and stuff like that in North Carolina a little over a year ago or so. I certainly root for him, and I root for them. And I'm glad to see brothers making noise in NASCAR because obviously once upon a time that was not the case. But it's a great sport with great fans. I'm just saying that you don't have to be an athlete to participate in the sport. That's all I'm trying to say. And apparently that's got people up in a tizzy, including Joey Logano, who is a NASCAR driver. Apparently he's called me out. Let's hear what he had to say, please.
Joey, have you gotten the chance to see the comments that Stephen A. Smith made about NASCAR drivers?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your reaction to that?
I wasn't surprised. He said it before. Hey, yeah, listen, I think people like that have to make comments to stay relevant, right? I mean, that's like part of their game, right, is how they got to make big moments and things so people watch. And so he got exactly what he wanted, right? He got you talking about it, the whole industry talking about it. Now he's relevant, so. I mean, I don't put much weight into it personally because he's never driven a race car. I mean, I personally believe that we're athletes because it's, yeah, the mental aspect is important. Obviously the physical piece is very challenging inside the race car that not many people can understand. So I don't think I need to defend it personally, but, I think it's just a way for, you know, people like that to stay, keeping a job.
Let me speak directly to Mr. Joey Logano, okay? I don't know you from a can of paint. Obviously, you're a very successful NASCAR driver, okay? You compete full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series. You're 35 years of age. You're a three-time champion. You're great at what you do, bro. If you want to disagree with me, let me help you. And you help me make the world a better place. Why can't I just have an opinion about NASCAR? Why do I have to be doing it to stay relevant? My television show has been number one in the morning for 14 straight years. I'm on television and radio, and my career spans 30 years. What do you mean to get a job or to keep a job? Check the news. Google me. I don't have that concern. I've been blessed by God enough not to have that concern at this point in time in my life, sir. Why can't I just have an opinion about, if you want to disagree with me, Joey Logano, disagree. You would know. I don't watch the sport like that. I respect the fact that you're a three-time champion. I respect champions in anything because it takes elite performances to be a champion in everything. I didn't disrespect the sport, in my opinion. I didn't say it wasn't a sport that people shouldn't watch and celebrate. I didn't say that a fan base shouldn't pay any attention to the sport and don't support the sport. All I was saying was, I don't think people, even though there are plenty of athletes in every sport, I don't think every sport involves athleticism. That's all I said. And you're coming out with that kind of comment? Why? Why, sir? Why? I need to say something to be relevant. Do I look like somebody that needs to be relevant? I am relevant. I have a show that airs nationwide every weekday for 2 hours on radio. After I have a national number one morning show on television for 2 hours every day. For the last 14 years. What are you talking about? This is the problem. Can we grow up? Can we grow up? If you disagree, you disagree. Why do I have to be saying so for effect? Don't you want me to give an honest opinion? Do you want me to lie to the listeners out there? I asked you a question. Would you like me to lie to you? I said nothing about anybody's personal life. I ain't getting into nobody's bedroom. I'm not talking about your personal proclivities and all of this other stuff. It's sport. I'm hosting a sports show. Somebody called up and was talking about NASCAR and athletes, and I don't believe that you have to be an athlete to be a NASCAR driver. I believe there are athletes who are NASCAR drivers, and for all I know, Joey Logano may be one of the elite ones. But I don't believe to participate as a NASCAR driver, you have to be an athlete. It warrants all of that? Really? What if I turned around and said, the only reason you commented to the report is so you could be relevant? Because ain't nobody going to confuse NASCAR with NFL or NBA. Now, I don't know how accurate that is, because I haven't looked at the numbers. But what if that was my default position? What if I came back and just tried to denigrate you on a personal level and said that you're just saying something for effect, as opposed to giving your honest opinion? My honest opinion is that being an athlete is not a requirement to be a NASCAR driver or a golfer. If you agree, fine. If you disagree, fine. What's all that about, bro? What's all that? Come on, man. Can we grow up? I don't have to say things for effect. I've already proven that I have an effect, which is why I am who I am. You see, the journalist that asked you brought up my name. Why would he bring up my name? Because I'm relevant. I don't have to get relevant. I am relevant. It's been earned. I've been in this business for 33 years. You're 35. That means I was here since you were two. 2 years old. Just removed from diapers. Pump the brakes, bro. Calm down. Nothing but respect for you and the sport. I just don't believe it requires you to be an athlete to participate in it. You or golf. And I stand by that. Doesn't take away from your greatness and the greatness of the sport and the greatness of the fan base. Can we please be adults and stop acting like children just because we don't like a comment somebody made? Hour number two up next.